Example number 8 is also one that might not be obvious. When you have a C minor pentatonic, you can, or any minor pentatonic, you could start on the 5th and play a minor pentatonic. And now the notes the notes as they relate to the tonic would be 5, flat 7, 1, 2, and 4. So it's a handy way of introducing a 9th, you know, to your minor pentatonics. That's C minor, here's G minor. You know, and it's a different, it's actually a little bit, it's not even as sort of exotic as the 2 minor pentatonic, because it only introduces, The 2 minor pentatonic introduced the 6th. This 5 minor pentatonic introduces the 2, if that's not too much math for you. All right, so let me just play around with all 3 now. You can play around with the pentatonic off the 1 of the minor chord. You can play on the minor pentatonic off the 2 of the minor pentatonic, the 2 of the minor chord, and you can play off the minor pentatonic of the 5 of the minor chord, and juxtapose all 3 of those. All right, so noodle around with me using C minor pentatonic, D minor pentatonic, and G minor pentatonic, all not at the same time, but all, you know, one right after the other, and it's a cool effect. So demonstrating 3, 4. Wait, let me turn up the lead a little bit. Very cool. So keep on trying that G minor pentatonic, D minor pentatonic, and C minor pentatonic with me. 3, 4. In the key of D minor and the key of G minor for guitar, when you do, you know, bends, all that stuff still comes into play. None of that goes away. So, you know, you have like, and then in D you have, and then in G you have, just to quote a, you know, guitar cliche, can you put all that over C minor? Absolutely. Cool thing, so keep on working on that.